Welcome to the Pet Psychic Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com, starring world-famous animal communicator, Laura Stinchfield, the Pet Psychic.
Hi everyone, I'm Laura Stinchfield, the Pet Psychic, and I can hear animals telepathically. Living now and crossed over. Show to teach each other better.
Log on to thepetpsychic.com for all things animal communication. Go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/petpsychicradio. If you haven't done so, go there to put your animal's photo and your question in today's comment section of the post. So you'll see a post of the Pet Psychic Radio Show today. And then under there in the comment section, you could put your animal's photo and question right in there so we can see it while we talk to you on the air. Call in at 917-889-2693. And don't forget to join us in the chat room because it's open and we're chatting. I'm your producer and co-host, Aiku Suhara. Hi, Laura.
Going, everybody.
How's it going? How's it been going since Storm King has gone to the other side?
Oh, we all miss him so much. Suzanne and Lucas seems a little more and more sad, which is kind of sad that he's not, like, getting hacked. Time goes on, a little bit more sad. Like he said to me the other day, Lucas, my small standard poodle, and the other day he said to me, "Oh, Mom, think of him."
Laura, we just sorry. Yeah, Laura, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we keep getting you. I can't hear you. Like, you keep trailing off the sound, and I don't know how to make it better because it's your internet.
Oh, that's interesting. Hear me better now?
Did you go to a different part of your house?
No, I just took my earpiece off.
No, it's not your earpiece. It's the actual internet. I can hear it, that it's like a internet thing.
I don't know, though. I hate to say this, but I don't know because I talk to clients all day long and nobody has problems hearing me.
Well, now you're fine, of course.
Okay, so hopefully this will work.
Yeah, I hope so. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just want people to hear you, so thought I'd bring it up.
Yeah, that's important. Everybody's got to hear me.
Yeah, you know, since it's like, you know, your show and everything.
Like, such a great test psychic, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to teach everyone how to hear me telepathically. Could you imagine that? If I was like so strong psyche that, like, you don't even need to hear me, like.
Yeah, then we wouldn't even need to be on the internet.
I know, you just hear me on the telepathic wave thing.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, what I was saying about Luca is that he was talking about playing with Stormy, you know, my deceased. And that they were running, they play, like, he goes to heaven and in his head and plays with Stormy and runs around. And he says he feels his heart getting bigger and bigger when he does that. But then today he said, sometimes I want to tell Stormy things. Like, right before the show, he said, there's sometimes I want to tell Stormy things and he's not around. And that was really sad because he looks like, for half of the day today, he's been pretty depressed. But
yeah,
I don't know if seen his hairdo that he got dyed a green color. Did you see that?
I did see it.
Yeah, so Luca got dyed green for St. Patty's Day, but also the reason why he chose green was because he's got a mohawk and he wanted his mohawk to be green so that the horses would laugh at him. He wanted to make the horses laugh because all the horses like grass. So he thought if it had a mohawk that looked like grass, that the horses would think that was really funny.
That's awesome. Wow.
He's so cute. I just love him. So.
Oh my gosh. It's hilarious. He looks real funky right now. He's a funky dude.
Oh yeah. And so someone in the chat room wondered if Jubilee likes it. And when Jubilee saw him, she started to like like kind of nibble his head, and his head is green, and like nibble his back. Not like it was grass, but sort of just like checking it out.
That's and cute.
So she thinks it's really cool. And Simora, when I came home, Simora, the parrot, thought he was like a creature or something, and she went cuckoo crazy. She started banging her head against her cage and screaming, and she didn't know what it was.
Has she gotten used to it now?
She got used to it. Time is not her normal. She doesn't process things well after dark.
What does she think of it now? Can you ask her?
Yeah, hey, Simora. What Luca's hair do now? What do you think, Simora? When I look at him, he looks like a funny creature. I thought maybe I could step on him, but he moved around too fast. She says, I thought maybe you could teach me how to ride him inside. That's interesting, because I carry her in, like she goes outside all day long, and then I bring her in every night. But that's interesting, she wants to be able to ride on Luca's back. I wonder how that the mohawk looks like it's like a more, like a perch or something.
Maybe, yeah. That's what it sounds like.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think either one of them would actually like that, but we could try.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny. Okay, well, do you think we should get some phone calls in?
I do think so. Let's do it.
All right. So for all you listeners out there, we're going to be taking as many phone calls as we can. And if you could just be patient with us. And we're going to take phone calls in random order. So I'm going to shout out the last four digits of your phone number. And when you get on, just tell us your name, your animal's name, what kind of animal, a description of the animal, and whether they're on Facebook or not, so Laura can pull that up really quickly on the computer so she can look at the animal. It's not necessary to have a photo on Facebook, but it's just helpful. So if you could do that and let us know, that would be great. And one question per caller. So we want to stick to one theme, okay? And one animal. Don't forget about that. So unless it's like two animals that are having a dispute or something, or they're having problems together in the family household, then, you know, obviously it involves two animals. But other than that, we keep it to one animal, one question, description of the animal, your name, animal's name, whether they're alive or dead. That would be helpful as well. So here we go. First caller, 0033, you are on. Go ahead. Tell us all your great information.
Hi, my name is Erin Peterson, and my dog's name is Sandra. And I'm really not sure if she's passed away or not. I've had some behavior issues with her. She got into a fight with my poodle, and I ended up dropping her off at a no-kill shelter 3.5 weeks ago. And lately, I've been having weird vibes, like I feel her at the end of my feet when I'm sleeping, but then she's not there. So a part of me is scared that she didn't pass the temperament test and that they had humanely euthanized her. And they won't tell me anything about her. They said that they're not allowed to tell an owner anything if they relinquish their dog. So it's just the not having closure thing that is killing me.
I know. You know, did you email me? Because I think I emailed you back. Did I? Did you email me?
Yeah, I messaged you a picture of her on the on the Facebook.
Because one of the things about that is that I kind of consider that a lost animal because you don't really know what happened. And I don't work with lost animals for many reasons. But this situation is really difficult because we don't know if she's passed or not. And it could be that she's going more internal and like sending herself to you, and she might like still be alive, but in her mind, sort of more in a dream state. So I might pick her up as past. So when it's, can it be that situation? I don't, believe that that is my specialty. So I refer out those cases out where it could be like they're passed or they're not, or they don't really know where they are. So I actually emailed you some websites of two women that do that. One is Hillary Renaissance, and her website is calmpet.com. And then the other one is Lori Spagna. And we can write those on the Facebook page too. And that's Lori Spagna. .com. I'm sorry that I can't really help you, but I kind of know my specialty, and that's not it, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah. So try those websites. Give them a call. They're both great. So unfortunately, can't do lost pets. Okay. Our next caller is 1258. 1258. Who are you, and who's your animal, and description, all that stuff. Go ahead.
Hi, Laura. I'm Donna, and I'm calling about Bailey, my 4.5-year-old Australian Shepherd.
Yay!
And, hi, Donna. So nice to talk to you. We've been fans forever. So Bailey's been having some issues with barking, and she and Beamer are looking at me on the phone right now, so they know I'm talking to you. Bailey's barking. It has accelerated with spring and the birds in the yard and the lizards. And it's gotten to the point where one of my neighbors is really complaining. And he claims that this has been going on every day, all day, for 2 years since my husband died. And I admit that I haven't had enough time to really spend with her and give her the attention that she needs. But
oh, my gosh, Donna, you are, like, one of the best doggy moms ever.
Well, but I feel bad because I know that she's just interested in the birds, but she can't seem to chase them without barking at them. And so I'm at the point now where literally I'm forced to having to keep them in the house when I'm not home, which is killing me. And I don't know what we can do with Miss Bailey to make her understand that she can't have her yard privileges if I'm not home.
And so remind me, how long is it that you're gone?
I'm gone in the morning from 7 to 5.
Oh, and you're gone all day long.
Pardon me?
You're gone all day long.
I'm gone all day long. And I try to come home for lunch and spend my lunch hour with them and let them be outside then.
Okay, great. Let's get Bailey and talk to sweet little Bailey, my old friend. Bailey, honey, are you listening? What's going on during the day? You kind of have to be quiet when you're chasing the lizards and the birds. You have to be quiet because you're bothering the neighbors. It's hurting their ears when you're barking. She says she doesn't bark that much. She only barks a little bit.
No, she barks a lot.
She says a lot of the day she sleeps. But you know what, Bailey? Mom sort of knows you're barking, and she knows that you do actually bark a lot. So, like, maybe the times when you are outside, it's a little bit too excessive. So maybe you could, like, lick and yawn and blink your eyes and see if you could be quiet. Or talk to the birds and the lizards in your mind and not use your voice. Because if you do continue barking while you're outside, you have to be locked inside all day until mom comes home from lunch. You just have to. What do you think about that? When I'm inside, I just lie down. Does it bother you being locked inside all day? Well, sometimes I need to pee. Or sometimes I see something that I want to go for. But I keep myself busy in the house, too. I mean, I got a really good life. I have fun things here. Sometimes I want to learn how to open the door myself. But it's not that easy to do. She says Beamer likes it better being locked in the house.
He does? Why? Because he doesn't have to worry about the stress of her barking?
Oh, Beamer says because she barks so much. Ooh, Beamer says it's worse than what you think.
I think it is too.
She's, Beamer says it's not just things in the yard, but it's things outside of the yard too.
Yeah. Well, and my neighbors, those neighbors are retired and they're home all day, and one just had back surgery, and they're really nasty text today, so I just came home and
Oh
said that.
no. Did you
And
hear that? Bailey, you're gonna have to really practice being quiet. I want you to really try hard and practice being quiet because your neighbor's getting very, very angry. And then he's sending mom scary text messages because of anger. And you gotta think, like when you're barking, I want you to tune in to your neighbor and see if he's upset. All right? And see if you can be quiet. And try and do everything really, really quietly. It could be really fun to try and chase lizards quietly. It could be a whole new way of doing things.
well, and I, is she
She says
talking?
it's really hard because sometimes she doesn't realize she's doing it until she's wondering who's barking, and then she realizes it's herself.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's gotten to the point, Laura, where I'm actually considering, my friend from Colorado is going to be out here in July, and I'm considering possibly sending her back with her because if it doesn't get better, I don't know what to do.
Oh my God, you can't send her away.
Well, I don't know what to do with her. And if
Hey,
she won't come.
send her to doggy daycare. Keep her inside.
Well, here's something I'm wondering about. I just happened to be talking to my other neighbor today about something else, and he was asking me, he was saying that he wants to get a dog. He's in his early 20s, and he was asking me about these kind of dogs, but he works like 12-hour days, and I said, absolutely not. And he said he really misses having a dog to run with. And so he's volunteered to take Bailey running with him.
Oh, good.
And so I'm wondering if she'll be okay doing that.
Bailey, honey, what do you think about going jogging with your neighbor? Does he step on my toes? No, he's not going to step on your toes, honey. And if he does, it's an accident. I would like to try it. We could
Good,
go
because
up
they're
a
gonna.
mountain. Yeah,
Will he be?
maybe, right?
Will they do what?
She wants to know if they could run up a mountain.
Sure. Don't run anywhere. He runs like 8 miles a day, so.
I think you should try it. She needs to work up to that, though. So you got to tell him to run half of his thing and then drop her off so she can work
Yeah.
up to him. And
Yeah, no. So they're
I
actually
think that's a
gonna.
good idea. And Donna, Maya, my wolf hybrid, when I had her and I worked really long days and she was like dog aggressive, and so she sometimes was like fence fight. And especially because she was a wolf hybrid and she loved to be outside, I had to leave her inside for times when I was working. And I thought that it was gonna like actually like torment her, but she actually really leveled out in many different ways when I started to leave her inside. I mean,
Really?
I believe Bailey can stop barking. Like she can learn that, but you kind of need to be there to help her.
Yeah.
Because that's really long time to leave her where you can't catch her. Like if she's barking, like she said so much where when she finally realizes it, she hears herself barking. So that's like very unconscious barking. But I believe she can get better. But knowing what I know about like how Maya changed, I think leaving them more contained is not a bad idea.
Okay.
So I wouldn't feel too bad about leaving her in the house.
Okay. Well, she's gonna start running tomorrow night after dinner, so.
Oh, good. Bailey, you're going with your friend tomorrow night. It's going to be so much fun. Have a good time with him. That's great for her. And that will calm her
Oh
down
no,
too.
and the timing couldn't be more perfect, so.
Yeah. Oh my God, you can't get rid of her. That's ridiculous, Donna. No.
Well, my life's been so crazy. You just get desperate sometimes, so it's easier sometimes to just eliminate the problem rather than deal with it.
Oh my God, no, Donna, stop.
Okay, I promise I won't. I won't. I won't. But she has to promise to work with me and be a better girl.
Yeah, she's going to once she starts running and everything. I know it. I just know it.
Okay.
And so you have to call us back and let us know.
I will. You'll hear from me. Thank you.
Oh, great.
Bailey, you better get it together. You have no idea. Dawn is like one of the coolest like dog moms ever. Like she goes to the ends of the earth for her dogs. Like she's thinking about like sending Bailey away. Like she's at her wit's end.
Yeah, Bailey better get it together.
Bailey better get it together. That's pretty bad if your mom's thinking that.
Seriously. Oh. Well, I hope that they do the running and call us back and things get better. So it's time.
A lot of people that people feel really guilty about leaving their dogs inside all the time, but it's not a bad idea to contain the ones that are a little bit more wild at all. Good idea. Okay.
It's time for our guest today. And we have Cherry from Dog Way Dog Rescue. Cherry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So tell us a little bit about the rescue that you have started, Dog Way Dog Rescue. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we are situated in Mission, British Columbia on 10 acres. We retired out here to just do exactly that, started dog rescue. And we are a global rescue. We rescue dogs from all over the globe, including British Columbia because we're part of the globe. We have dogs from Tijuana, Taiwan, Saudi Arabia, Northwest Territories, High Kills in the United States of America. We believe that dogs are sentient beings and that we believe in the right of the individual dog. We have dogs from 4 weeks to 18 years old. We have dogs, 4 pounds to 150 pounds. We are breed specific, and we can all sorts of different medical issues like paraplegics or dogs that have chewed their feet off to get out of leg hold traps in foreign countries, and we get them prosthetic feet made. We train guard dogs that lived on chains for 10 years. We love dogs, basically, and we do whatever we can for them. We're actually just right now in the process of having a 5,000 square foot shelter, cageless shelter built. Instead of a shelter, it's going to be a wellness center for dogs, so that they can come and be groomed and decompressed from their trauma, their emotional issues dealt with, their physical issues dealt with, and adopt them. We take in many senior dogs because local authorities here reject the senior dogs from the shelters. So we take in many senior dogs and replace them with senior people. It's not unusual for us to have like a 14-year-old poodle with an 80-year-old lady in a permanent foster situation with one of our volunteers visiting the seniors every month. And that brings us kind of to Abe, this beautiful, beautiful Cocker Spaniel that we got surrendered to us from a Mexican Tijuana rescue. A very lovely lady by the name of Anna had him for 7 months. Prior to that, he was owned by a family who, he's 6 years old. He is owned by a family who had given him to their mom for Christmas. And from the time he was taken away from his dog mama and given to his human mama as a puppy, a little eight-week-old puppy, he was never allowed inside. He had to live outside all the time. He had no human contact except when they went out to do the laundry. I imagine he became fairly aggressive. He never had any contact with other dogs or people. They surrendered him to Anna, and apparently he was right out of the get-go in the car. He was being, fairly aggressive to the people and to Anna. She was at first afraid to give him a hug, but she talked to him a lot before she could talk to him. And her brother came to stay with her and for a while, and Abe really warmed up to the brother. The brother used to feed him wonderful treats, and Anna used to feed him weenies. And he became very, receptive to them for treats. But she realized that he had to move on and there wasn't much of a life for him there, so she sent him to our rescue. Now, at first when he got here, I was amazed because there was no problem for a couple of days with him, just none. But out of the blue one day, he came very aggressive to one of our volunteers. Now, she's the one that sweeps the floors and cleans off the patio and smokes. And apparently there was one of the owners smoked and always had a broom in her hand. So maybe it brought up a memory. I don't know.
Yeah, tell me this. So how many people has he been aggressive to since you've had him?
Three.
And then did he bite anybody? Did he actually bite?
No, he has not bitten.
Oh, good. So he's like snapped at, or he's growled, or what does he do?
Growls. Like just today, I've got him beside me here, and I just was like playing with his ear, and he gave me a really dirty look and growled at me.
Okay. And so does he have an ear infection, or is there something like how do you feel about the way you were playing with his ear? Do you feel like you were playing with his ear like in a way that he should have been able to trade, or were you playing in it with his ear that could have just been annoying to him? Because one of the things that I think is important for us to know when dogs growl is that in dog language, that's a form of communication. And that's a form, in dog language, that's a form of appropriate communication to tell us that something is going on that they're not happy about. So then we have to sort of think about, okay, so is it completely inappropriate and he needs to learn to be okay with it? And this is like really important that he needs to learn to be okay with it. Then we need to sort of address that with him, that this is something that we need to do. We need to look in your ears. You could have an ear infection. We need to be able to handle you. And then we need to give him other options of things that he can do. Like explain to him that in people language, a growl is really scary. So we need you to do something else to let us know that you're uncomfortable.
Okay. And he also likes to lie up on the kitchen table when there's laundry on it. And he did that at Anna's in Mexico as well. Now, he does not like it at all when you try to force him to do anything. You need to be gentle. We have to bribe him off the table. Like he really responds to being bribed. Basically,
right.
You have
and
to.
So if you bribe him off the table, can you get him into a crate or an X pen or something?
No, we don't put our dogs in X pens or crates. If they want to go in, like dogs that come in from high kills sometimes come in with crates, but we don't.
Okay, so you
just open the door.
So you bribe him off the table, and then what do you do?
And then he's down, and, you know, he's fine for a little while. And then he started not getting on the table, but putting his head on this kitchen chair and, like, standing beside the kitchen chair, sitting, and then putting his head on the kitchen chair for hours, and he wouldn't move.
Okay, so, let's talk to him. But with some of that, it's like, right, he shouldn't be allowed on the kitchen table, obviously, right? Because especially if he's aggressive, he shouldn't be up high, and the kitchen table is not appropriate for a dog anyway. Or on clean laundry.
Oh, no, of course not, but he sneaks up.
Yeah, right, so he sneaks up. So one of the things that, this is kind of more dog training, but we're going to get to talking to him too, is that if you need to use treats to get him to do something, that's okay. But think of it more as a lure than a bribe. And you have to kind of outsmart him a little bit and think to yourself, when I'm getting him off the table, when I'm like bribing him but actually luring him off the table, I'm going to make sure that I teach him something as well. So let's say you have to put that treat in front of his nose and then sort of draw him off the table, right? Add a command to it. Add off. And then when he gets off, good off. And then he gets the treat. so that you're not just bribing and treating, you know, that you're actually, okay, I'm going to take this as an opportunity to actually teach him a command that he needs to learn. And it sounds like he needs to learn off. Well, it would be really interesting to ask him, though, was he learning that he needs to get off of things? And then was he thinking, huh, maybe I'm not really allowed up on that chair, too? So then he's sort of thinking, huh, am I supposed to be up on this chair? Cockers are really smart. And the problem with dogs when we don't stimulate them, and it's not your fault, obviously, it's his past, that we leave a really smart dog that hasn't been mentally stimulated, and then they make their own views of the world and their own forms of communication, and it's worked for him for, what, 6-7 years? So
yeah,
now we need to teach him a new way to work and also praise him for those new ways. And so, and set him up for success and give him a solid foundation so that when he's thinking, oh my God, I don't know what to do or what are these people doing, then he can kind of think back, oh yeah, when I got off the table, that was an off, you know, and oh yeah, I got a treat for doing the off. I mean, they think that
you I don't know, like, if he understands this, because he all his life he's been spoken to in Spanish. And we're
Canadian.
Oh, it
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all.
No, okay.
Really what matters, that's a really good question. And that for a lot of listeners are probably thinking that as well. Like, can you still talk to them or can you still be clear if you speak another language? Of course. Because really all it is your intention, what you're putting out to them, and the images in your mind, and how clear you want you're sending the message of what you want. So really, when you say off, he doesn't know that word yet. You're teaching him that word. What he's going to pick up from you is that clear picture in your head and that clear picture in your body language that says, hey, come off the table. And you have to really catch yourself. This is so important. This is when my work really meets training, is that when you are asked training a dog to do something, you have to have it in your head so clear what you want him to do, and you better watch it that you don't think to yourself, oh my gosh, he's going to growl, or oh my gosh, he might go and lunge at me. Because if you think that, that might give him the thought to actually do it. Not to say that you're doing that, but you want to keep it real positive, and if your little head goes somewhere where it's not positive, you got to push it back. Not to say that you shouldn't notice the signals. Like, if he's giving you an aggressive signal, you got to pay attention and keep yourself safe. And if you need to retreat or you need to move your body around to a different location or you need to avert your gaze or whatever you need to do to tone him down a little bit, go ahead and do it. But still kind of stick to, you know, we're going to teach you off and it's okay. So let's get him and see sort of like how he's doing and how he's doing with his new setup. And so is this his home for life?
No, we want to rehabilitate. We want to rehabilitate him and get him into a loving home that where he deserves to be loved and let inside and sit with the family, be part of the family unit, be part of the pack. This is what we want for all of our dogs.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And one of the reasons why too, I kind of feel like I need to say this. One of the reasons why I said like, oh, do you have like an X pen or a crate? I mean, I like X pens more than crates, is because sometimes for these dogs that sort of get overstimulated and they don't really know where to be, an X pen can be a safe area where they can watch the rest of the house and say, oh, they can watch from a distance without being too involved in it and think, oh, this is the way the house is supposed to run. And it kind of gives them, like my friend who's a dog groomer, she says, her name is Tina with Aloha Dog Grooming. She says, when she's training a dog, or she has a petting zoo too, she's got like so many animals, like hundreds of animals, but she says when she's working with an animal in the very beginning, she only gives them one decision to make. And it really makes me think about it. Sometimes I listen to her talk like that, because she says if they only have, if she sets them up so that they can only make one decision, you're setting them up for success. And one of the things that happens with people, I'm not saying you're doing this, but one of the things that happens with people when they rescue an animal or they, you know, they adopt an animal or they buy an animal from a breeder or whatever they do, and then they feel sorry for the animal and they want to give the animal so much freedom. But when you give an animal so much freedom, there's so many different decisions that they can make, and then it's almost too much for them. So in the very beginning, make it really simple, really easy, one choice, and then they keep then once they really get that choice and they start making it on their own and they're making it kind of quick, then you give them two choices, but then three choices, and you kind of work up to like a lot of freedom. But okay, let's get them. Okay, Abe, how you doing, buddy? So good to talk to you. I'm so glad you've been in a good place now. He says he's been listening. And he's been wondering about something. What have you been wondering about? He says sometimes when he gets pet, he really likes the fingers through his fur. But then what happens to me? But then what happens to me is I get sort of confused. And I have all these pictures in my head. And I have all these ideas. And then I get cranky. And then it's hard for me. Sometimes when I growl, I just say, go away from me. Do you understand that you can't be up on the kitchen table? Do you understand why that's not the best place for a dog? I understand. He says that when he's with you, he loves to be talked to. That part about how he was saying that he has so many pictures in his head and so many like ideas, I think he said, that wasn't necessarily like what I was talking about earlier about how that could be like human error, like our error. That's more his past popping up. So like if he's been sort of overstimulated, or there's, which might not seem like overstimulation to you, but it is maybe for him because he's been so used to being so isolated. He'll start to have lots of images going through his mind, and then it's almost like he can't think straight. And so it's almost like his brain crashes. So with him, I would almost say like less is more. So like the less people who interact with him when people are over just kind of see if you can read him, like, when is he getting where he's looking like he's having a hard time focusing? Abe, when you have a hard time focusing, how do you show it to people? Do you think you could, he says sometimes he feels like he circles. Do you see that?
He's what?
He circles, he says. He says sometimes when he feels overstimulated, he'll circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe when you see that, that's a good time to maybe, if you don't have like a next pen or something, maybe that would be a good time to maybe separate him, or maybe put him on a leash, or put him like behind a, like in a corner or something, like another place that might be a little bit less active, like a home base for him.
So when he's on the chair, with his head on the chair, he's really overwhelmed. He's not being sad. Is that what you're saying?
And he said he likes the chair. He says he likes the chair. Yeah.
Why? Can you ask why?
A little overwhelmed. The thing is when you have a dog, and this is for most rescues, when you have a dog that's been fairly isolated their whole life, and then all of a sudden they're interacted with and they're cared for and you're giving them like so much attention, and it may not even be like right on attention where you're focused on them all the time, but it's like attention, like you're watching his needs and you're making sure like his food is right and you're just making sure everything is correct. To them, it feels a little bit like overstimulation, and to us, it just seems like care. And so they need a lot of downtime, a lot of sleep. And like you'll see these dogs, they sleep sometimes for 8 months. They're just tired. And like I like to just leave him. If he's like got his eyes closed, I wouldn't go and pet him. And oftentimes you do with these animals, once they feel safe in a home, they'll start, you know, really processing their past, and you do see a little bit more aggression, but then it will phase itself out as long as you kind of just let him be. So I think if maybe you could give him like his own chair, and that's like maybe his bed chair, and he can go there. Maybe
he needs his own safe place.
Yeah, he needs a home base that he can call his, like his getaway place.
Okay. Okay. So why do you think he was kind of aggressive at Anna's in Mexico at the other rescue after he came from?
Yeah, well, was it, and he was aggressive with her, did you say? I forgot.
Yeah, he was. Yes, yes.
What happened with Anna when you were aggressive with her? Do you remember? She asked a lot of me, and I was feeling hot, and I was trying to say no, and she kept asking me. I think that all it was that he maybe got pushed too far too fast. I mean, we all can do that to animals because we don't know, you know? It might not be anything to us.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a, you know, he sounds like he has PTSD, a lot of trauma history.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. And so that's what it sounds like you said, like any kind of overstimulation could really, you know, even though it's good, like we're taking care of him or we're, you know, feeding him, for him, it's attention that he didn't have before. So it's overstimulation.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Sweet little guy. Mm-hmm. So I would give him just more downtime and just praise him for lots of things. Start giving him lots of commands and setting him up for success and praising him. Let him understand what good is. Yeah.
Well, that was Cherry from Dogway Dog Rescue, which is a global rescuing dogs from all over the world with Abe. Thank you so much, Cherry, for being on our show. You can find out more information about Dogway Dog Rescue at dogwaydogrescue.org. That's dogwaydogrescue.org. We'll put that all up in the chat room, and it's on our Facebook page and all that stuff. So check them out. Thank you so much, Cherry. Let's go to our next caller. I thought you were going to tell everyone to go to that he had to go to a chiropractor.
I mean, I probably would help him too.
That's what I was like guessing in the chat room. I'm like, she's going to say calming signals and chiropractor. And you didn't say those. So I was like, oh.
Oh my God. Well, calming signals would have been a great one for him. But I kind of feel like he kind of knows it. He just needs some down. He needs a lot of sleeping time.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to get to our next caller. I'm going to shout out the last four digits of your number again. And I'll ask for your name, your dog's name, or your cat or whatever kind of animal you have. And just tell us, go right ahead, name, animal, description, and one question, one animal, please. 434-4352, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Stephanie in Los Angeles.
Hi, Stephanie.
Can you guys hear me good?
Yes, I can hear you. Oh, this is my friend, Stephanie. Is this my friend, Stephanie?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. So, the Stephanie does the cool show, like I'm just taking over, but it's related to animals. She is like a PETA award-winning shoemaker. She makes vegan shoes that are amazing.
How cool is that?
Aww.
Yeah.
That is so awesome, Stephanie.
And
yeah.
My shop dog, he needs some help.
Your what?
My shop dog needs some help.
Oh, the shop dog needs help. Okay, who's your shop dog?
His name is Rocco, and he's an 8-year-old corgi. We had a 3-dog pass just about like 9 months ago, and 2 of them passed. One was young and it was a brainstem tumor. The other was old, but it also was neurological. He was healthy otherwise. But the little dog, like just in the last couple months, has regressed back into the dog he was when I first adopted him when he was about 4. And like really, he was pretty neglected, not directly abused, but he's just gone back to being an old dog. And I don't know what to do. He's never alone.
So tell me what color corgi is he?
He's an orange one. He's a little orange one.
And so when you say that he's regressed, what are some of the behaviors that he's doing?
He's terrified of things that used to be fun. It took him a couple years to get comfortable and happy.
Yeah.
Like coming from a neglectful home, but just I think like 3 months after the second buddy of his passed, he's now back to that dog again.
That's so sad. Okay, so what? Remind me his name again. Is it Rocky?
Rocco.
Rocco. Okay. Okay, great. Let's get Rocco and see how he's doing. I'm going to tell him if he knows what you're doing, what you do for a living, too. Rocco, are you listening? Did your mom tell you that she was going to call in? He says, you know what's the problem? I'm feeling so much space around my head. He says it's like this really weird feeling when I'm walking around. It's like this empty space around me. Rocco, honey, do you think that's because your buddies all passed away? And are you kind of thinking like that there should be around? He says sometimes he has a bad taste in his mouth. And sometimes his eyes sting. He says he needs a massage. He says, do you know that treat that calms you down? I want those. You know what those are?
He wants the drugs.
Oh, were you giving him drugs?
I tried a couple times and it didn't help very much.
I thought it looked like maybe like pink or something, or like it looks almost like a biscuit. Do you know what that is? It looks
like... Yeah. I mean, they don't have anything special in them. Just a regular treat.
Oh, so maybe he's just saying treats help him. That's interesting, too, because, like, he's saying that he has that weird taste in his mouth, and then he's talking about this treat. And the mouth is actually connected to the limbic system, which is the emotional center of the brain. And so chewing is actually calming him down. That's kind of interesting.
I got his teeth cleaned, and I brush his teeth all the time, and his breath still, like, won't clear up.
His breath clear up. That's interesting. That's the bad taste in his mouth too.
Yeah.
Why isn't his breath clearing up? And what food do you feed him?
He's in between foods right now because one of them was making him sick. I'd take any recommendations.
Okay. I picked this up before, but maybe you should take him to a chiropractor. Because sometimes when they clean the teeth, they knock their atlas out, which is at the base of the skull. And that might help his digestion. It also, when they knock that out, it can also affect his nervous system. So that could, getting it injected will definitely help.
I was just getting so paranoid because we lost two dogs to neurological stuff. I'm like, oh my God, what if he's getting something and there's something wrong with the water?
Yeah, did you vaccinate all of them? Did you think they get the same vaccine or something?
No, they all go to, it wouldn't be that.
Okay, good. Yeah. So I would get them adjusted for sure. That would be my. And then the Honest Kitchen is a really good food. Stella and Chewy's is a really good food. Have you seen those?
No.
Yeah, the Honest Kitchen and Stella and Chewy's can be both like a dehydrated raw.
Okay.
And you know, I have not tried this, but I've done a little bit of research on those vegan dogs, and some of them are living into their 20s.
Okay, or do they have that kind of food, these brands?
They do have that kind of food, yeah. They do. So look at Google it. But I want to figure out, I think that taste in his mouth, that smell in his mouth, when you've got that gone away, I think a lot of his other problems are going to stop.
Okay, and you think something could have been knocked out when he had a dental cleaning, which was recent?
Definitely, but I still am wondering, why is he having a bad odor in his mouth? I'd take him back to the vet and ask him if maybe he has, like, maybe they had an infection, they didn't catch, did they pull teeth?
No.
Huh.
I mean, he had an episode of, like, 3 weeks ago where I took him to the emergency because he was bleeding out of his butt, and they did the full lab work and found nothing wrong with him and just said it was anxiety. But,
and what food were you feeding him before?
I can't remember what the brand was. It was an organic, like, probably like a poultry protein. No, like, grain.
Oh, good, yeah. Huh, I wonder. I would try them on the Honest Kitchen and or Stella and Chewy's. And, gosh, if he bleeds out of his butt again, I think I'd get an ultrasound.
Yeah.
See what you're dealing with. I'm not 100%. So, little buddy, Rocco, do you think that you have, how else is your stomach and, like, your poop? Do you notice anything about that? Sometimes I feel like I need my tail pulled. But I don't poop bad. Sometimes about my nervousness. My mom and I like to get a lot done. And sometimes we don't get everything we want to get done. So I get a little nervous. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Are you like that?
Sorry, I had to put Stephanie on mute because I was hearing her phone. Hold on, let me put her back on. Go ahead, Stephanie.
On mute when that happens. Sorry.
Okay.
So is that true? Are you busy? And
he goes everywhere with me. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So maybe there are times you're stressed.
Just because if I leave him at home alone, he will poo all over and be nervous.
Yeah. Okay. I think what we need to do is change his diet to the Honest Kitchen or Stella and Chewy's. Get him adjusted by a chiropractor, and I want you to say positive affirmations around him and just say, like, things like, my body is well-balanced and healthy, and, like, if you feel like you're getting stressed, like, you're during your day and you're not getting everything done, just start saying things like, we're right where we need to be, we're right where we're supposed to be, and that's going to help him, because I think he did go, like, a lot to the other dogs just for that sense of security, like, not even that he was following them, but just for their thoughts. And since he doesn't have them to sit to talk to, he's kind of stuck on everything that you're doing. And so he's feeling sort of like he has responsibility, which he doesn't. So,
oh my goodness.
And I just want to tell my mom something. She's really beautiful, and I like it when she puts the side of her hair up. She's really pretty that way. And I also want to tell her that even though they're dead, I know that they're happy and with me. And I like the idea of getting the taste in my mouth away. I think it's his diet and the adjustment.
All right. Well, Stephanie, let us know. Try some of those things and give us a call back.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling. So that was, I wanted to tell everyone about Stephanie because she has this really amazing thing going on, a campaign going on. Nicora Johns Shoes, NICORAJOHNS shoes, and they're like vegan shoes. They're amazing. I have a couple pairs. Amazing. But she's currently trying to create a 100% sustainable factory, US made factory. So this is like, it's really, really awesome. So they're trying to upgrade their factory and open doors to other sustainable designers that don't use animal exploitation or, you know, animal products. And it's going to be like the first, you know, sustainable vegan factory. So if anyone, she's asking everyone to donate $5 on her GoFundMe. So it's GoFundMe.com/USA Shoes. It's a really good cause. So everyone should do that.
Oh yeah. Let's post that on the website or on the
Facebook
page.
I will. All right. So let's go to our next caller. Here we go.
So I'm thinking that I want to try and get like a bunch more callers in. So I'm going to try and speed it up a little bit. I feel like I'm getting too talkative with each caller. What do you think? Do you think I need to speed it up?
Yes.
Everyone's screaming. Yeah. So
yes. Everyone's like, I want to be on the show.
Right? So
I know.
Do everybody one question, and then we're going to get that question and we're going to go on to the next caller so that I can see if I can get more people in this next half hour.
Exactly. Okay. Here we go. 4873. You are on. Go ahead. Name, animal's name, info.
Hi, it's Joanne from Long Island, and it's my Maximus, who is a Weimaraner that's crossed over. Mm. I put his picture on the Facebook page. I actually have two Maxes. I put the lab, but then, and he's still with me. He's almost 16, but Maximus is the one that's on the other side.
Oh, I see Maximus, and he's like, yep, I see him. He's got that big smile.
They're always smiling.
Yeah, he's got the greatest smile. So what do we want to ask him? Just how he's doing on the other side?
Yeah, like, is he I always have faith that he's around me, and I want to know how Max is. He's gone 4 years, March 2nd.
Maximus, what do you think? He says he wants to tell you that in heaven he's like a wizard dog.
I believe it.
I can really help you, Mom. He says sometimes he comes around you and he gets you to stretch your sides.
Okay.
I'm like, spin around and stretch your sides. Mm-hmm. Are your sides bothering you?
I've had a little bursitis in my hip and my shoulders, and arthritis is starting to kick into my hands, and
So he wants you to stretch, like, side to side, you know, like, almost, like, spin around.
Yeah, Max was my service dog.
Oh, he was? No wonder he's still doing that for you. Isn't that cool?
And he was more human than human. I mean, like you said, when you think what you want them to do, he never, ever, ever took his eyes off of me, even when he wanted to rest. And I was like, Maximus, relax, it's okay. You know, we're chilling out, we're relaxing. But it was like he was always reading my mind. And the things that he did, I was just blown away by, that I never even taught him.
He says he's not gone. He says he wants to rub his paws on the back of your shoulder blades. And he says he wants to tell you something. One of the things that I loved about you is that your greatest sense of humor, even when you were in pain, you had such a great sense of humor. And I loved that about you. And I also want to tell you that you're kind of like this shining star. And sometimes I zip through the universe and then I see you shining and I come back and I rest with you. And I just want you to know that in heaven, you can eat the best food. I thought I saw like...
That's hysterical.
sorry.
Did he eat spaghetti or do you eat spaghetti or noodles?
Oh my God, everything, whatever. I mean, I have my own huge pack now, and you know, I cook for them, and sometimes we have macaroni and, you know, a chicken with steak. And Maximus was a 120-pound Weimaraner, and he had a incredible sense of humor. And what an appetite. Oh, my God. Like, there wasn't anything that he would turn away. If Mommy gave it to him, it was all good.
Oh, I love that. I just love that. I love that he's with you still.
I adore him. I talk to him at night, and I say, Max, you know, come to Mommy in a dream, or, you know, show Mommy yourself. Don't be scared. I won't be scared. I won't freak out, you know?
Yeah, so he's saying that he's not scared and he's with you all the time. Coming to you in a dream is a really hard thing to do. They have to come into your unconscious, wipe your unconscious clean, put themselves in it, make it make sense, wake you up. So it's a hard thing, but he's around you all the time. So know that when you're talking to him, he hears you and he's talking back with you for sure.
Will he be the first to meet me when I cross over?
Yeah, he sure will. Like whoever you want who's on the other side will. He says he'll guide you there. He says, Mama, I'm already with you. I'll guide you there.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know. Joanne, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, next caller, 1106, 1106. You are on. Go ahead.
Hello there. This is Kelly, and I was calling about my cat, Reuben. Laura, you've actually spoken to him before, and he passed away a few months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You talked to him last summer.
Oh, did you post his picture by any chance? Remind me what he looks like.
Not recently, okay. But it was last summer. He was a big tabby cat, and you gave me some helpful things to look at and started, you know, exploring some holistic options and things like that.
Oh,
and your advice helped tremendously. And it's taken me this long to call you again. I'm trying not to get emotional because now that I have you on the phone, but I miss
you know
him terribly.
You know what happens too is when like we talk to him and like people start to get emotional when they're on the phone with me. But one of the reasons why that is not just because you're talking about him, but because he's coming around and he's trying to touch you. And so then you feel him too. Like there's a part of your psyche that actually feels his spirit. And so then that sense of longing comes up more because you feel them so strongly. So one of the things that is helpful is when you start to get emotional about him, instead of thinking like, oh my gosh, I miss them, which I know because I do that with Stormy, you can just kind of think like, oh, wow, maybe he's here and sort of talk to him. You could feel lighter. So
I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask you, what do you want to ask him?
Well, I want to know, I mean, sometimes I feel like, you know, he's with me all the time, and then, but yet I haven't seen anything like a sign that I know for sure. And I don't know if I'm missing that or maybe he really hasn't left. I don't know. And I want to know if he's alone and is he okay?
Oh, that's a common question. You know what's interesting about that question is that like a lot of people write that on the forms, like when they're booking sessions, like are they alone and if they're okay? And every time I read them, I'm like, really? Do they really think they'd be alone and not okay there? Like it gets me every single time because it's like so amazing on the other side. But when Stormy died, it definitely crossed my mind. Like, is he alone or is he okay? And then I was like, wait a second.
I know that there has to be, you know, millions and millions of animal souls there. But, I mean, I was looking for something more concrete than that. I mean.
Okay, let's get him and see what he has to say. Let's get him. I'm just saying that I feel for you. Like, I know how that feels.
And
I'm
so sorry about your dog.
Thanks. I know that he's in such a great place, though. I see it more than most, so that is good. Okay, hold on. Mom, I got to tell you something. I come and sleep with you all the time. He says sometimes he pushes his energy up near your head.
Okay.
He says sometimes he'll lie right next to you.
Oh my goodness.
And I'll push my energy up against your body.
And he always did that, always.
Oh, he did.
He always did that.
He says sometimes he comes when you call him, but I'm much faster.
He's faster?
Yeah, and he says he has a longer stride.
Well, okay, that would, he definitely has to be walking better now. There's no doubt about that.
And I never feel alone. And the reason why I never feel alone, because I can hear your heartbeat. And wherever I am, I can hear it. And then there's this really nice man here. And he whistles a lot. And he gives me the tastiest canned food. And I want you to know I'm really happy here. Do you know who that man is?
No, I don't, but maybe you answered the one question I've always wanted to know is, see, I adopted Reuben when he was about 6, and oh. I've had him for 11 years, and I never know who had him before.
Oh, I think you're a man with a, he looks like a man with a mustache. And, like, it could be somebody that he didn't know in his lifetime that's, like, an ancestor of yours, like a family member or a friend of yours that he didn't know in his lifetime. But because the people love you, they came for him.
Okay.
Did you know a man with a mustache that passed away?
Oh, my goodness. I would have to think about that, but not right off the top of my head.
Yeah,
but,
think about
I mean, I just, I've always had this thing that, you know, like maybe an older couple owned him before because he was so lovable, and I've always wanted to know who had him before, and I was thinking maybe if they were elderly and they lost him that they're waiting for him, and that's what he's been
with
them.
Oh, is that what happened? Is that the man that had you before, honey? I told my mom that. I told my mom that they had me, and I'm here with them. But this other man is a friend of my mom.
Oh.
So what he's saying is that the reason why you always thought that is because he was telling you that. And so a lot of times that happens to people is that they wonder, like, what happened to you? And when you're wondering what happened to you, the animals start sending you the answer. And so then you create the story in your head that you think you made up, but you really didn't actually it up, you just picked it up telepathically. And so he says, yes, that those people are on the other side with him, but that other man has something to do with you. So I would kind of think back, it might come to you later, the next couple of days or something, but it's somebody who wants you to know that they're okay and that they're spending time with him on the other side. Aww.
That's so awesome. That's like so cool that they, you know, they send you messages and you think it's like you're, you know, you're making something up, but no, it's actually a message coming from your animal.
I know it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And like people are like have such a hard time like believing it, but it happens to so many people that, you know, you think of somebody and then they call. Or, you know, you think of somebody and then you get an email from them, or you think of somebody and then you see them somewhere. So like it's constantly, the energy is constantly transferring back and forth, and you just are not aware of it.
Yeah, I think that happened to me like 2 times today. Like I called 2 different people and both times people were like, oh my God, I was just thinking about you or whatever it was, you know?
Oh, how funny.
I know. How weird when that happens. That happened to me twice today.
You know what happened to me yesterday, last night, which is like so weird. I was changing the phone number on my confirmation email for my sessions. And then like, as I was changing it, this email came in from a client that was saying, I just want to make sure that the phone number on the confirmation email is correct. And I was like, nobody even notices that phone number. Like somehow she picked me up, like doing it. She like totally got it.
Yeah, that's amazing. So amazing. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's see here. We are going to...
I want to say one more thing about that. It's like the power of our thoughts are so powerful. that it's so important what you're thinking and the intention that you're holding when you're around the animals and when you're around other people. Because we're constantly sending that vibe off, whether we are conscious of it or not. So you want to think really positively about our animals so that they can sort of pick that up. And one of the things that I really like everybody loves a good rescue story, but don't get attached to that rescue story, because the animals can move through it quicker if you let it go. And if you keep reliving that past trauma and keep telling the story of the past trauma over and over again, it's harder for the animals to let it go.
Right. Like, oh my gosh, this dog was like chained for 20 days or whatever. And then now he's here, or now he got a forever home. But if we keep talking about all of that story,
but then really reiterate the beginning. Look at how great he's doing. He's so confident now. He's such a confident dog.
Right. I see what you're saying. Makes sense.
It's a hard thing to do, because even I get attached to those rescue stories because you think it's so cool when you rescue a dog, but you got to watch it.
Of course. Yeah, I know. And I think that's human nature. We get attached to stories, and we get attached to, like, a lot of the times we get attached to the negativity, you know?
Yeah, that's so true.
All right. We're going to go to our next call. 9937. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Yvette. Jinx is on the website or the Facebook. She's a black pit bull with white on her chest. And my question is, how is she feeling? She was diagnosed with congestive heart failure and was put on medications, and I just want to make sure that she's doing okay or she's feeling better.
Yeah, let's ask her. Did I tell you before that I had a dog named Jinx growing up? That was my childhood dog's name.
Oh, wow, no.
I know, he was the best dog. Okay, let's get Jinx. I gotta tell my mom something. Sometimes I have a little bit of pain in my left armpit. And it makes me feel like I walk a little funny. But my medicine, I think, is fixing me. Because I have a much clearer head. And I'm just way more focused. And I was thinking about my illness. And I was thinking about what you were just saying. I love it how they listen to what I'm saying, you know, even when I'm not, like, directly talking to them. But, like, I want to tell you something. I want to think live many more years. Because I kind of feel like my whole body system can really get better. And I just want to say this. I love chicken meat. And I love bacon bits. And I know I'm not allowed to have a lot of bad food. But I've heard everything is good in moderation. That's hysterical. Do you say that sometimes? Like, just in general?
No, I mean, maybe from where she lived before, I found her running on the street. But she usually doesn't get chicken or bacon bits. So,
do you eat chicken and bacon?
No, I don't eat at home.
Do you eat it when you're out?
Very rarely. I am feeding the cat some chicken just because I have a cat that won't eat anything else. But I'm not quite
cat. I mean, if you're feeding the cat's chicken, that's definitely where she's getting it from.
Okay.
Like, hey,
is there anything I can do for her? Is she okay otherwise?
Don't leave me out. You know what? What you could do is scratch my bottom.
Okay.
I love a good scratch. She says she wants a slow walk out around the neighborhood. I like to do a slow walk.
Okay.
I also gotta tell you something. I love cuddle time. Sit with me and kiss me and tell me how great I am.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, she's so cute.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
So the rest of the family, I said hello.
That was so adorable.
I know, she's so cute. Look at her.
All right, we're going to keep it moving here. Our next caller is 4880. You are on. Tell us your info.
Hi, I'm Dara. I have Itchy. I posted it on Facebook.
I see Itchy.
Yeah, we spoke to you, what was it, a couple months ago?
Yeah. And so how's she?
We took some of your advice. We brought her to a different doctor, an Eastern medicine vet that I found, and we have her on some different, you know, regimens. So I wanted to see if she's responding to it, and also if you could tell her that she needs to be a little more cooperative when we go to the doctor and when I try to give her stuff at home, too.
So. Okay, so Doria, remind me, what was her issue again? What was going on with her?
Well, her original vet said that she had kidney failure.
Oh, right.
I brought her to, you know, another doctor, and he wasn't so convinced of that, so.
Good.
So we're just trying to treat that, and she had a urinary tract infection that we were treating, so.
Okay, great. So we want to see how she's feeling. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart. Itchy, it's good to talk to you again. I have to tell my mom something. She says that you've been extra special since we last talked. She says that you're being way clearer when you're talking to her. She's really paying attention when she's talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to know that that's really helpful to me. She says she just feels like purr, she loves you. And then she kind of showed me rubbing her face up against yours.
Yeah.
She's like my soulmate. Mom, I gotta tell you something. I'm feeling better. She says she feels like she has way more spring to her step.
Good.
And she's wondering if you notice.
Yes.
You do? You notice? Oh.
Yeah, I feel like she's feeling better.
Oh, that's so awesome. Is that true that you're are you talking to her differently since the last time you spoke to me? Or do you think that maybe she's just listening more? What do you think?
No, I mean, I've always talked to her the same way. I've communicated the same way. So I just think maybe she's being more receptive to what's going on. Maybe we finally found the right doctor to help her.
Yeah. She says what she likes about her doctor is the thoughts back and forth. He really thinks a lot. And I think that makes him care about me more. You got to be really good in the car, right? Didn't you want me to tell her that, Dara?
She's been much better in the car, but now she does give the vet technicians a little bit of difficulty when I bring her there.
So can you be like a little bit better with the vet techs, right? Because the vet techs just have, what do they have to give her fluids? What do they have to do?
No, when they take her temperature, she definitely doesn't like that. And I'm the one giving her fluids at home, and she's not letting me do it.
Oh, Dara, I mean, Itchy, what do you think? Well, how can Mom help you get your fluids at home? What do you think about that? Well, shit, that's her meowing.
Yeah, that's her. She talks a lot.
She says she wants you to put her on that soft mat. It looks like a back mat. That would be helpful. And she likes the little treats afterwards. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, maybe, yep.
When you're poking me, poke me different places. She says, when you poke me, rub the skin a lot first.
Okay.
I don't know why that would be, but maybe it's sore. They start to feel like pin bags or pin cushions after a while. But it's interesting, she wants you to rub it first, so maybe that just helps it. I don't know what that does, but tell my mom thank you, I'm getting better. And I stand taller. That's good. That just means her kidneys are getting better. Maybe her hind end is not sloping down as much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm glad she's doing better, Sarah. That's great.
Yeah,
good job.
Yeah. Thanks so much for your call. We are starting to run out of time, so you know what? We have a question in the chat room that I am going to pick. We have Safe Pet Haven says Grayson is having trouble going to the vet. He's a feral cat, and he's gray and kind of looks like Serafina. You've talked to him before on the Pet Psychic radio show. I forget how old he is. I think he's older. How old is he again, Safe Pet?
Six. He's 6 years old.
Okay.
Then.
Okay, he's not that old. Okay. So, yeah. So, how do we get him into the carrier?
Okay, Grayson, my old friend. Grayson, honey, and all the other kitties at Safe Pet Haven's house, you guys have to help him get in the carrier. He says he likes to go backwards if he's going to go at all. But I think what I remember about Grayson is that he can't even really get handled too much. It's interesting he wants to go in backwards.
Mm-hmm.
He says, pick me up with a towel and put me in backwards. I think that's a right saving. Yeah, he's untouchable, she said. That's interesting, though, that he knows that. So he wants you to drape a towel over his head and then have a crate ready and put her in backwards.
Well, I guess
I know
that's the only way. That's a weird way.
Sometimes with those cats that have like a harder time, I get like a bigger sort of like medium-sized dog crate, and I'll put food in there and I'll feed them in there a lot. And then, so then when I need to take them to the vet, they go in easily to get food. I mean, then you're dragging like this big kennel to the vet, but at least they go in easier. So you could start sort of training that. Also, I got to tell my mom, sometimes the faster you do it, the better. Because then I'll just get it over with. That's interesting. He's almost saying like he knows he needs just to be caught.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
I know. Well, let us know, Safe Pet. Hopefully we'll all be keeping our intentions out that he can get to the hospital okay to get treatment that he needs. We are at the end of the show. It's time for Words of Wisdom by Storm King and Friends. We have a 15% off discount if you want to book a private consultation with Laura using the I Love Stormy keyword discount. So go to thepetpsychic.com, and when you fill out your form, put in the I Love Stormy as the coupon code. It's 15% off. Is Storm King ready from heaven?
Yeah, let's get him. But also with that discount code, do it all in caps. So it's
all in caps.
I Love Stormy.
I Love Stormy.
Yay. All right, Stormy, are you there, my little guy? Miss you. Hi, everybody. I gotta tell you a cool story. I swam in the ocean, and I swam with a whale. And when I was swimming with the whale, I asked them, "Are you okay?" And the whale said that they're having a harder time because they feel dry. They said that there's something in the water that's making their skin funny. So I told them that I was going to send them love. And then all these angels came. And we went to this cove in the water. And we went to this beautiful area in this cove of water and filled it with energy. And the whales went in there and got healed. And I just want to say something. You all have to understand something. Angels do hear your prayers. And they're listening. And the whales need your help. And I just want everybody to know that I am busy. And I'm trying not to let any suffering happen. So if you were worried about suffering, know that there's a lot of us up here in heaven that's trying to make it end with you. Oh, how cool is that? I didn't know that about Stormy. Are you there, I?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to his story. I'm like thinking about his story. It's like such a deep story.
I didn't know he was doing that. I love that he's with the whales.
He's like really busy. He's like doing serious.
I know. I love that they made a cove where the whales can go into the cove and get healed. That's so neat.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love you, Stormy. We miss you.
But we are so happy you're doing your work.
I know. No wonder why Luca couldn't get a hold of him.
What did he say?
I said, no wonder why Luca couldn't get a hold of him.
Oh,
you know how I was saying how Luca was acting more strange lately? Like he's acting like he's farther away?
Yeah, he's like he's out saving the world and stuff. Like, you know, he's busy. Like, excuse me, Luca, he's busy right now.
Poor Luca.
I know. He's got to, like, get him on, like, a speed dial, angel speed dial.
I know, right? Luca's been having all these different cars stopping and taking pictures of him and people stopping
That's
and taking pictures
cute.
Of him.
Of course they are. All right. Well, tune into the Pet Psychic Radio Show next week. Until then, talk to the animals. Go to thepetpsychic.com for more tips on animal communication and your 15% discount with I Love Stormy coupon code. And if you're not following us on Twitter, please do so at thepetpsychic. And remember to like us on facebook.com/petpsychicradio. Talk to the animals.
Bye, everyone. Talk with the animals.